Hey guys, this is Molly Smith, Lifestyle Editor.
And this is Eddie Kim, Lifestyle Assignments.
And we're here to talk to you guys today about some big releases coming up.
Yeah, these are pretty much some of the most hyped movies so far. Their trailers have come out very recently. And we just thought we might dish on what we think, what we expect. But why don't you start?
All right, so we have The Dark Knight Rises coming out July 20th. It's going to be the third in the Batman series. I'm personally really excited. I think the trailer makes it look epic, and Christopher Nolan, his work always really impresses me.
Yeah, and he is really, really good at doing the sort of big epic that has a lot of special effects. That's kind of been his forte over these past couple of years, especially with movies like Inception. So, I mean, it's been a really strong series so far, but what do you expect from it? Like, what are you really psyched about?
Well, I think it's going to be the best one yet. I feel like the Batman series has only gotten better. I mean, you look at Batman Begins versus The Dark Knight, and there's a significant improvement, not just because Katie Holmes wasn't in it anymore, but just the graphics and the storyline. It just, for me, it really captivated me a lot more than the first.
Right, and, The Dark Knight didn't really end on a satisfying note, and I think Christopher Nolan has said in interviews that that's why he was compelled to come back, because he wasn't planning on it at first. But I think the best thing about The Dark Knight Rises is that it's going to bring this sort of trilogy to a close in a way that makes sense and in a way that's really satisfying. Also, although Heath Ledger isn't with us anymore and won't be playing the villain in this movie, obviously, Tom Hardy as Bane, he looks like a total badass. Apparently, he put on 40 pounds or so of pure muscle just for the role.
Yeah, and he did a really great job in Inception, and, I mean, now he's in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. He's just a great actor overall.
Yeah, definitely a name to keep an eye out for. He's going to blow up anytime now, I think.
And then how do we feel about Anne Hathaway as Catwoman?
You know, I think that was really polarizing, especially because of what people are familiar with in terms of Anne Hathaway's work. But honestly, like, especially in the trailer, she just looks awesome. First of all, nothing can be as bad as Halle Berry as a Catwoman.
No,
let's just put
compares.
That out first. So, in any case, it'll be better than that. But I'm a fan of Anne Hathaway. She's been wanting to do darker roles for a while, so I think this will be a really good career move for her and a good move in terms of the movie. Moving on, another great film that's about to come out, or hopefully great, is The Bourne Legacy. Trailer looks absolutely bomb. Obviously, we have Jeremy Renner taking the lead role from Matt Damon, although he's not going to be playing Jason Bourne. What do you think? Thoughts?
I'm really excited. I think Jeremy Renner has really proved himself as an action star. With Hurt Locker, you have him in a military role, and even Ghost Protocol, Mission Impossible, that was a huge surprise for me. I didn't have high expectations, and I really enjoyed it. I thought he did a really nice job. From the trailer, you can tell he's badass. I think he's not going to be Matt Damon, but he's going to get people just as excited or invested in the film as Matt Damon did. And,
right,
you know, it's, I think people just have to consider it that it's not necessarily like the fourth film in the series. I mean, technically it is, but it's a different version. It's a different Bourne film. It's still going to be cool, but it's not going to be the same.
Right. And if you're expecting it to be the same, then you're already kind of
setting yourself up.
Setting
for
up.
Failure.
Yeah. But actually, you know, Tony Gilroy is directing it. He's taking the reins from Paul Greengrass, and Tony Gilroy has written all of the Bourne films so far, and he's doing the same with this one, although he's also having his brother, Dan Gilroy, on it. So, a lot of the sort of style in terms of the way the movie's paced, I think that's going to be very similar, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
and I think the direction's going to be very strong.
Just the fact that Tony Gilroy has been involved in the previous three films, I think that's going to make a huge difference because he'll be able to give it that authentic air and
the continuity that it needs, right?
It'll have the continuity that it needs and a different vibe, but he'll also give it a fresh perspective because he's been involved in the films, but he didn't direct
them. He didn't helm them, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he'll take what he learned from Paul Greengrass and then just make it his own, I guess. You can already even tell from the trailer that the film style is different. I mean, Paul Greengrass is very big on, like, really intense edits and back and forth all the time, and it seems like there isn't going to be as much of that.
Yeah. Hard to tell, though, from the trailer.
Hard to tell from the trailer, but just, like, a general sense.
Yeah. It's going to be nice to see kind of a breath of fresh air to the series. And, you know, you were mentioning Jeremy Renner. He's becoming a superstar. But for me, what I really want to see from him in this movie is kind of moving away from this sort of short-fused kind of badass. which is his appeal. I understand mm-hmm. that, but he's done that in The Hurt Locker. He's done that in Mission Impossible 4. He's done that in The Town.
But I feel like with Mission Impossible specifically, like, he is this, you know, passionate crime fighter, but he also had that humorous element to it. It wasn't just about being the action star. Like, he brought in comedy. So maybe with this, I mean, he'll have some other element to bring in, and we can't really know from the trailer, but, I mean, I just know that I'm excited. I love the Bourne films. I think that it's going to be different, but it's still going to be great.
Right. Next, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. That's coming out December 2012. I know you really, really like Lord of the Rings.
I do.
Much more than I do. So why don't you dish?
I'm really excited. I think, like with the Bourne series, this one's going to be different. I mean, from the books, we already know that it doesn't have the same feeling that it does to it because it's a prequel, and instead of like this really intense life on the line, action-packed adventure, it's going to be more about the characters, I feel like. And I mean, that doesn't mean there won't be any action. It's Peter Jackson. Right. That's what Peter Jackson is known
Epics.
For.
Yeah.
But I am really excited. I mean, just in the trailer when they're singing this kind of hymn, it just really was eerie and it...
Very evocative.
Yeah. It gave me goosebumps.
Right. And my biggest gripe with the Lord of the Rings series has always been the characters can seem one-dimensional at times. And that's kind of the name of the game with that particular source material, because in the end it is about good against bad, dark against light. The line is very delineated. But with The Hobbit, it'd be really nice to see a lot more character development, a lot more attention to each character given in terms of more than just their role in the adventure. Each character has a person and their sort of struggle a war next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot more opportunity for, I guess, to show this emotional side and, like, show a depthness to the characters, just because it is a prequel, and, like, the whole point of the Lord of the Rings series in the first place was, you know, to destroy the ring.
Yep.
And that's already been accomplished. So now it's about looking at these characters, how they even got to that place in the first, or how they got to that mission in the first place.
Yeah.
The one thing that, you know, could be a concern, it has been a while, I believe Return of the King came out in 2003.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, two
you
words.
Know, I hope that it has the ball rolling.
Two words. Ian McKellen. He's just the boss, and it's going to be another great performance. He's really going to drive this one. And, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of really exciting. And it's been a while since there's been a good epic film. You know, we don't really see those these days. And that's, I think, something that's really worth looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing with all of these films, like, you know, they're not all just action, there's something else to it. Like, with Bourne, it is an action film, but it's a modern-day action film. With Dark Knight Rises, we have more of the superhero take, and with The Hobbit, there'll be action, but it's more fantastical and mythical. So, everything, it's going to have that epic feeling to it, it's going to be adventurous, but it's just... they're all going to have their own unique spin on it.
And I think the two sort of themes that link these three films together are the characters often are very conflicted and have personal struggles, which always makes for great movies. And second, they're all really big in scope and do have the sort of weight in terms of being potential classics. These series, Lord of the Rings, the Batman series, and the Bourne series are all going to be remembered in 20, 30, 40 years down the line as special trilogies. Well, past
now,
more than
sagas.
Yeah, but they're more like a saga. But, well, yeah, I'm really excited.
I am too, and I hope you guys will check out these films.
Yep, check out the trailers. They're really worth watching. Again, I'm Eddie Kim, Lifestyle Assignments.
And I'm Molly Smith, Lifestyle Editor.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. Have a good one.